on a tzaddik dalit. In the middle of the shana that the chai carries himself. Therefore, if you carry out a chai on Shabbos, we said you put him. Let's see again the Gemara just. Leima masnisin Reb Nosni v'lo Rabon. Now Mishnah that says if you carry out a chai, your potter goes like Reb Nosin. Tanya, moitzi behema chai v'yirth v'shus rabin. If you carry out a behema, a chai or an earth v'shus rabin, bein chai and bein shrutim, whether they're alive or whether they're geshochtim, they're dead already, is chai. Tanakama holds you chai, it's called the ma'isoi tzu on Shabbos. Reb Nosin leima al shrutin chai, because that's called dead, it's called you carrying out a chayfetz. V'yachayim potter. Why? Shachai noisi atzmai. So here you see there's only Reb Nosson Svaron that a chai carries up himself in your potter. And we said yesterday, Tosis learns the pshat, that they didn't make that title for Yitzor in the Mishkan. Avad, you carry out a person that weighs 200 pounds, you're carrying out something. But since he's a chai and it's a svari, he helps along with his weight, that type of Yitzor wasn't in the Mishkan. So tomorrow, so churitz machlokes Reb Nosson and Rabbon, and Talmud Mishnah goes like Reb Nosson. Or Marav and Noah, feel tamer Rabbonim. Our Mishnah goes even according to Rabbonim. At can le polag Rabbonim le the Reb Nosson elu be behema chayiv yoyif. Only by behemis do the Rabbonim say if you carry out a live sheep that you chayiv. Why the misharbatin av shayu? A behema like pulls himself down. He's like fighting you. Rashi says mishamtin kalpe mata. He'd say that pulling himself down or machvidin atzmon li shomet miyad hanoisin. They want to pull themselves down. Therefore, the Rabbanan say, if you carry a behemoth, it's not considered he's helping him carry himself, but he's pulling himself down. So that's called the good ma'isai tzom. Avol adam, mashenkin, a person. If you, one person, picks up another person, there, even the Rabbanan amoid to the svara, that chai, avol adam, chai, the noisi asatzmoi, is after the Rabbanan amoid. Even the Rabbanan amoid also yichayiv, your potter. It's a person that Taisha Svara, since he helps himself be carried live weight, such a saw they did not have in the Mishkan, so maybe the Rabbanan Amoyd Yipotim. Omale Ravada Baravel Rova. For how did Tanan? That's how we learned the Gemara Navoyd Zorah, Gemara Bechavis. Ben Besero Mate Besus. So surely you're not allowed to sell a behemoth to a guy, even in the middle of the week. And it's a Xera because maybe you come to lend to be shoyal your behemoth to a guy. And then you have an Issa Shvisas Pehemta, the Pehemta belongs to you, and maybe the guy will do Malacha with it on Shabbos. So we make Xerah, not allowed to sell it to a Pehemta, to a guy, Otto, you'll just lend or rent your Pehemta to a guy, and that will be Yosef, because the guy is doing Malacha with your Pehemta on Shabbos. But the Meserah is Mate Besus. The Meserah says you're allowed to sell a horse to a guy. The Tanya, the Meserah Mate Besus, why is he Mate to sell a horse to a guy? Because what's the gzera? That maybe you come to just lend or rent out your horse to a guy. And we're afraid then the guy will do malacha with it on Shabbos, and you'll be over the years to shrisis behemtoin. But what's the malacha that a horse does? A horse is made just to ride on. Now a horse carrying a person is not a malacha saitso. Like we're saying, just like if one person carries out another person, he's potter. Who would then want a horse? Carries people riding on him, that's not called a malacha. That's why Ben Beseir is mata to sell a sus to a guy. Because there's no gzera. So Trashi, mata besus, lemoichor lenochri, let us sell a horse to a guy. If a person would do the same malacha that the horse is doing, ain't chayiv alechatis. Why the rechiv oimi? A horse is oimi to ride on. The svar is, v'achay noisi asatzmoi. What's the gzeira where the Rabbanan say you now want to sell a big behemoth to a goyim mishum shayla? We're afraid maybe you'll just borrow it to him, or mishum schiris, maybe you rent it to him, is osur. Because if you rent it to him, then the behemoth belongs to you, and when he does malach with it on Shabbos, you're always shrisis behem to him. Vesus, but inam the mushal mugor, even if you rent your horse to the goyim, lavi sur the rice seekers. So sus is not doing any use of the rice. Shein zu malacha eitzala sus. Vagabi azara shrisas behemom malach malacha ksivon. That's what the Torah said, is a mitzvah shrisas behemtoin. Let your behemah rest. That means it doesn't have to be sleeping the whole day. It means the behemah should not do malacha on Shabbos. Now a sus does not do malacha on Shabbos. A sus is just aimed to ride on. And when you're carrying up a person, there's no isai tzor, therefore it's muta. Yeah. So the Gemara, the Yomar Rabbi Yechinen said, Ben Beseir of Rabbi Nosin Omru Dovarechet. That Rabbi Yechinen and Ben Beseir, Rabbi Yechinen said that Ben Beseir, just this word we just had, that said you're allowed to sell a horse to a guy, and Rabbi Nosson that says if you carry out a live behemoth, your potter, they both said Amru Dover Echad. They're both saying one thing. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Now the kasher is V'yam Ritolay Pligi Rabbon Aledi Rabbi Nosson Ela Bebehemah Chayiv Yoyif Mishum De Meshabati Nafshayum. If like we wanted to say now that our Mishnah says if you carry out a live person, your potter goes even according to the Rabbonin. And that the Rabbonin say Yechayiv if you carry out an animal, that's only carrying out an animal. Because an animal pulls itself down, that's called the Melechus Eitzon. Mashenkin, if one person carries out another person, or the Chura here, when a horse carries out a person, somebody's riding on the sus, it's also not called the Melechum. Because who is the sus carrying? He's carrying a person. And by a live person, we say Chayim Eitzis Atzmoin. So if what we want to say now, even the Rabbanan Amoidah, that by a person, there's a Svara Noisius Atzmoid, and your potter, so why did Rabbi Yechanan say that Ben Beseira has to go according to Rabbi Nosson? Ben Beseira could even go according to the Rabbanan. Even according to Rabbanan, you're allowed to sell a horse to a guy. Because we're not afraid the horse will do a malach on Shabbos. The malach a horse does is let somebody ride on him. And riding just means you're carrying out the person, and there's no issue carrying out a person, even according to the Rabbanan. So Chur, it's a Rai, not like we're saying, it's a Rai, like from Rabbi Yechanan, only Ben Beseira is matter to carry out a live person. But according to the Rabbonin, just like the Rabbonin say, you're not allowed to carry out a live animal, who then you can't carry out a live Adam. So the Gemara, the Kash like, my Ira Ben Beseira of Rabbi Nosson, why did Rabbi Yechanan say Ben Beseira and Rabbi Nosson is saying one Memram, for your Amrit, after the Rabbonin Maida, you just got finished saying, no, even the Rabbonin holds from this Svarim. That when you carry out a live person, you potter on Shabbos. So even according to Rabbanan, you should be allowed to sell a horse to a guy. So the Gemara, Ki Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, when did Rabbi Yechanan say his din? That a horse is telling Rabbi Nosson Svara, Besus HaMiyuchid Leifis. You have a horse that's Miyuchid, you know what rides on top of the horse? Not a person, but birds. You have such a horse like that, that birds ride on top of the horse. So then it's good. Only according to Rav Nosson is it Mutter. Because Rav Nosson says you're even allowed to carry out an animal on Shabbos. He holds that's also Potter. Mashenkin, according to the Rabbanan, they hold you can't carry out an animal on Shabbos. So I didn't when this horse is carrying out the bird, that's called a Malacha. Therefore, according to Rabbanan, you're not allowed to sell a horse to a guy. Yeah. So tomorrow, we have such a horse like that? What are you talking about, a horse? That's Miyuchat to let a bird ride on top of it. Who ever heard of such a thing? So the Gemara in, Iko de Veyvaiden. There's such a horse that's used for Veyvaiden. So Drashi, de Veyvaiden shall tie the oifis. People that capture birds. She noisten al hasus oifis, kishen chayn, kugoy nates, ominoi lots of char oifis. They have this type of a bird called the nates. The Bible says it's a good hunter. That bird captures other birds. So they want this bird to be high up. So they put this bird on top of the horse, and when the horse moves, the bird is like lightly resting on the horse, and whenever this bird sees a good bird to hop, it jumps up and hops it. That's the way they capture other birds. They put this big bird on top of the horse, and when this bird sees other birds, it hops it. So you can have a horse that's miyuchet for capturing birds, that they put one bird on top of it. Therefore, the shailam is that the horse is carrying out a bird. Therefore, it's good why Rabbi Yechanan said it's only mutter according to Rabbi Nosson. Because here the horse is carrying who? A bird. So a bird is called an animal. So according to Rabbanan Yechayiv, that's called Hoytzon Shabbos. So you should not be allowed to sell a horse to a guy. Because we're afraid maybe the guy will use this horse on Shabbos and put birds on top of it, and maybe you'll only rent it. It's a gzeira otto, you rent your behemoth to a guy, then it'll buy bosa. So it's good what Rabbi Yechanan said only according to Rabbi Nosson. So tomorrow, so that's where we'll blibe now. So Taisa speaks out, ain't a clam, according to the Rabbonon, even though most horses are oimit for riding on a person, still the Rabbonon amoid, you're not allowed to sell the horse to a guy. Because we're afraid maybe this guy will use the horse for oifis. And Rashi says, Rabbonon oisrim b'chol asusin, mishum sus ham yuchel di oifis. There's one type of a horse that's aimed to use for a bird, and then the horse is doing a malacha on Shabbos. So Rabbanan said, "Exeri can't sell any horses to any goyim, because we're always afraid maybe the goy will use it for birds, and then the Yisrael is being over shrisas behemtoy. He's not letting his behemah rest. he sold it to a guy, it's a gzer, maybe you'll only rent it to a guy. And then there'll be the yisr, shrisis behemtai. Mabaita. Omer Rav Yechinen, O moide Rav Nosson bekapas. Rav Yechinen is moide, that even the Rav Nosson says you're allowed to carry out a bird on Shabbos or animals on Shabbos, that's only kozman they could walk. But lo yitzu, they're tied up, then is an yisr reitzur. Yisur would on a person. If you have a person that his feet is tied down, that he can't move, that's called kapas. Avada, that's called haitzur. You don't have the svara chai noise tatsmi. He can't move himself, he's tied down. That's called the good haitzur. Omle ravada bar machn labayam, aivohani pasoi. Pasoi, the Persians people, they used to dress, like even the men used to wear like dresses, and used to wrap around the clothing around them. So the havmin is, when they have their clothing wrapped around them, they come out like tied up. The command the kfisi dummy. The mamash wrapped up with the dress all around them, and for them they go on the horse. They don't want the clothing to hang down, so the mamash like wrap it around their feet. So the mamash wrapped up like kofas dummy. That they both matter. That what? That Ben Beseirah said, you're allowed to sell the sus to a guy. The Kur the Kasher, why are we afraid maybe you're going to sell your sus to a Persian, to a Pasoi? Now, when you sell your sus to the Pasoi, since this Pasoi, the way he dresses his, he has his dress, mamas wrapped around his feet. So when he's sitting on top of the sus, he's like kofas, he's like tied down. So then there would be an issa shrisis behem toy. So we should ask you, never allowed to sell a sus to any guy, maybe you sell it to a Pasoi. For the more of a honey Pasoi, you command the kafsi dummy. And the Gemara knows that the person's dressed like this, so when they sit on the horse, they wrap the dress all around their feet. It's not the pshat they can't move. They want to be like a big bagayvenik. It's Ramis Ruchai who do not get loom. They do it to show off to be a bagayvenik. That's why they put their dress around their feet. Dihu Pardashko. The Rascha Malka, there was one messenger boy, a Persian, that the king got angry at him, Olay, for Roya Tlosta Pasoy the Bekaria. And this Persian ran like 3 miles with his own feet. So Mashmi, even though this Persian that was wrapped around with the dress, he just sits like to show off, like with his feet across his legs, whatever, he's like wrapped around there. But if he has to move, he can move, boy, he can move three miles also. So that's not called kapas. Kapas means you're tied up, and even if you want to move, you can't move. Here, they just throw the dress around them because they want to look nice. But avada, that's still cool, they can move. So even though you sell this sus to a parsoi, it's mutter on Shabbos. Because even when they ride the horse, the horse is not doing a malacha. The horse is only picking up a person that really could move himself. So male, it's mutter to sell a horse to a guy. They ride all wrapped around the begodim. They have wide dresses. They don't want the dress to touch the floor, so they wrap it around them. Right. So nice we blab like that. If somebody's cuff was tied up, then you don't have the ptura chai noisius atzmai. Samson tells the class of Shiloh about a child. How old does a child have to be to have a heter to say chai noisi tatsmoy? As here was saying kofos, if he's tied up, you have no heter. So Hura, before a child knows how to walk, he should be like kofos, like tied up, he can't walk. But Tais brings theoretic arayas. He Tais blibes that it's on the end of the second Tais, it just says, no. Next one. The third Tais, all the chai noisi tatsmoy. Tais brings theoretic arayas. But he ends off, abo b'no inami, that the one Gemara's mashma that by a tinnik there's no heter to carry him out on Shabbos even midiraisa. That's talking about a tinnik ben yoymi. Now you have a kid 1 day old, that's why he says that'll be an issa deraisa carrying him out. Since he's only 1 day old, that for sure is called kakafos, he can't even move yet. The mashma says once he's more than 1 day old, 2 or 3 days old, midiraisa kopon will be mutter. And the with the Rabbonin, it's still also to carry out a kid. Chaim Nesia Satz was only a spur in the Raisam. But in the Raisam, if you carry out a child, there wouldn't be an issue in the Raisam. But with the Rabbonin, it's still also. Right. Tomorrow. Es ha-meis b'mita chayiv. The Mishnah says if you carry out a mace on a mita, you are chayiv. Because the mace can't carry himself. That's called the good haitzor. So you're chayiv. V'chein kezayis v'n a mace. So what then if you just carry out a kezayis of the mace, you're also chayiv. So the Mara Omar Rabba Baba Chonam Rab Yechidim. For Yomar Rab Yosef, Omar Rab Shimon Ben Lokish, Toiter Hoye Rab Shimon. Yishno Rab Shimon Dingzach in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that you might say the Meis, Tanakama, which is Rab Yehuda holds Chayiv. The end of the Mishnah says Rab Shimon Toiter. Rab Shimon says the Potter. What's the time? Why is Rab Shimon Potter over here? Because it's called the Mlocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa. This is the aside where Rab Shimon Tata is a Mlocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa. Carrying out a Meis is a Pshat. You don't really want a Meis like to be outside to use the mace over there. The Ikka purpose of the Yitzor is just the mace should not be in the house. You just don't want him here. That's not the type of Yitzor they had in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, when they carried out Kalim, is the Pshat, they needed the needle to do the work over there. So they wanted to carry this needle to be used over there. That's called the good Yitzor. Mashenkin, by the mace, you do not want the same purpose that they did in the Mishkan. Let's just know a little bit this Taisa just says. Yab Shimon Poiter. Nira Lari, the Mlocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa Kori. What's called the Mlocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa? Kishaisa Mlocham, V'yein Tzarech Li'oisai Tzarech, Kein Shehoya Tzrichim Lo B'Mishkan. If we learn not the Mlochas from the Mishkan, you have to do it for the same purpose they did the Mlocha in the Mishkan. Elin Yenachem, but Mlocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa means you do it for a different purpose. Ki Hatzarech Shaisa Mlocha, Nasis B'Shvila B'Mishkan, Hu Gufa Mlocham. That's the Shurish and the Yis of the Melacha. The purpose, what they did the Melacha for in the Mishkan, that's the reason why it's awesome. Lufi zeh asakula shaper. When you carry out a mace out of your body, ain't tzorech lemace. You don't need the mace for that to be outside. You don't want to use the mace there. Over Mishkan, Mashenka and the Mishkan, whenever they carried something out in the Mishkan, hoyitzorechim lechafetzim, shoytziyoy. What they took the chaytetz out, they took a shovel out now, because they wanted to dig over there. So the reason why they carry the shovel is because they want to use the shovel over there. They want to use the hammer over there. That was the tzarech, the purpose of carrying something out in the Mishkan. Mashenk, when you carry out a mace on Shabbat, it's not the pshat you want to use the mace over there. You don't want to use them over there. It's just the pshat you don't want them to be here in the house. So that's called the mlocha shen tzrich lagufa. That according to Reb Shimon holds Yipoter, and that usually the Tanakhama Reb Shimon is Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda is the one that says mlocha shen tzrich lagufa is chayiv. That's what the Tanakhama, the Mishnah says, we carry out the Meishi Chayiv. Just Reb Shimon is the one that Potter. So Reb Shimon Lokish now saying a tremendous Chiddush. Reb Shimon ben Lokish. Poitu hoyi Reb Shimon is no Reb Shimon that holds Mlocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa is Potter. The carrying out a Meis, so the Af b'moitzi es a Meis l'koivroi. Even if the purpose you're carrying out the Meis now on Shabbos is not just to get the Meis out of the house, but you want to cover him, you have a Beis HaKoros there, and you want to carry him to the Beis HaKoros, still you potter. That's a tremendous Chiddush. So Drashi, after Moshe has a Meis HaKoivroin, but Loi Taimon don't say, Loi Potter, when does Reb Shimon potter you, Ela B'manich L'chutz, like the Svar was saying before, just if you take the Meis out of the house and leave him outside, the Yain Tzarek Loi L'gufoin, Shom Moitzia, you don't need for the Guf of the Meis, the Loi L'gufo, Shom Hoitzo, you don't need the Guf of the Meis, the Afilu Hu Tzarek HaMeis Potter. So then you Chiddush know, even when you're carrying out the mace now, you're doing it for the purpose of the mace. Like you want the mace to be in the base of the Kavur, you want him to be in the Kavur. That's the mitzvah. Still you Potter. Tremendous Chiddush. Why? Because what was, when you carry, like we said before, when you carry out a shovel in the Mishkan, the purpose was that you should be able to use the shovel over there. That has to be a use for you. Here when you carry out this mace, even though you're carrying him out for his sake, that he should be nitbam, it's only for his sake, though, it's not for you. That's not the same purpose that I saw in the Mishkan. The Mishkan was always for your purpose. You carried something else because you wanted it there, you needed it there. Here, when you carry out a mace, it's not the pshat, you need him there, it's he should be there. That's also called the Mlocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa Yipoter. Tremendous Kiddush.
What about a mitzvah where you're doing
it? Same thing. It's not called you carrying it for you, it's called it's his din. He should be there. But you have to see, he should be there. But it's not called you're using it, though. The Mishkan, you used whatever you carried out. Oh, my Rav. So, Rav, I know, Moedir Reb Shimon is Moedir, though, the Ma'alachba boy, to carry out a shovel, because you want to dig outside with Shus Rabim, that you chayiv on Shabbos. Who are then the Sefer Torah Likris boy? The chayiv. If you carry out a Sefer Torah on Shabbos to a Shus Rabim to read the Sefer Torah there, Reb Shimon's Moedir Yechayiv. But the Gemara Pshita, the Iha Nami, Mlochas Yashrit Lagufahi, and the Mlochas Yashrit Lagufah Reb Shimon, Hekim Mishkachas Lo. As if you want to say this is also Potter, because it's called Mlocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa, so what's called the Mlocha Tzrich Lagufa? Like, what's the better way to sort of this? You're taking out a Sefer Torah, you want to learn there. you're taking it out that you should use it. It's not much called for your sake. So that's the, what's the half of me to say you're potter? What does Rav Shimon have to tell us? Rav Shimon Lokesh has to say, his Rav, what does Rav have to tell us? You're chayiv here. Pshita you're chayiv. So tomorrow, yeah, there is a chiddush. Now the time I would think, are the eco legufoy or legufo? Maybe according to Rav Shimon, what was it, Surah Chaytzor, you have to use it for, need it for both purposes. You need it for yourself, and it's a Surah of the Chayfet itself. Like we'll soon see what the two Chaytzim are. Kagoyim, Mar, you want to carry out a shovel. So maybe in the Mishkan, you only carry out shovels for two purposes. Lasus Leitas, first of all, the shovel itself is missing some piece of metal on the point of it. You have to fix the shovel. And the piece of metal that's missing is over there. So you're carrying out this shovel to get over there for the purpose of the shovel itself. The shovel will be fixed up there. The lachpur. And when you get there, you also want to dig with the shovel. You also want to use the shovel. So maybe that's the only time you chayev on Shabbos. When you're carrying it out for two purposes. It's a purpose you want to use the shovel there, and the shovel itself will be fixed up there. What's another case? Sefer Torah. Lehagiyav likris boy. You want to take the Sefer Torah outside to the Sefer's house. Why? For two reasons. Eshin, the Sefer Torah has to be fixed up. It's possible right now. And Tzveitim's, after it's fixed up, you want a lane there. So you want the Sefer Torah to be there for two reasons. You want to use the Sefer Torah there, and the Sefer Torah itself should be fixed there. Maybe that's the Havamina. That's the only time you chayim. Now, Kamash Malon Rava Nein Hitazayim. Kamash Malon Rava, the Ikut Tzorech of Eitzor in the Mishkan, was that the purpose should have some use from it. So be you take out a Sefer Torah, just the fact you should read it, you chayim. You take out a shovel just for the fact that you should be able to dig there, not for the purpose of the shovel, you also chayiv. Hey, the tzarech of the Mishkan, what was the tzarech of Tzor in the Mishkan, was that the chayfetz, you should be able to use it. That's his kiddush. Right. So the Maramaisa. Ush, shchavam, teve, bedrukta. There was a mace. There was mamish in the drukta in the city, in the middle of the street. He was in the city in drukta. He was lying on the street. Is shoro Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, liyafuki lekarmus. Rav Nachman Yitzchok gave a head to carry him out to the karmus. Right, says he was in Rishus HaYochid. He was matter to carry him out to a karmus. Trashi, lafuke the karmus, shoyimutu bibizoyin. Could be right now, he's lamish in the bizoyin, it wasn't a nice place where he was. Oibid lake, or else we were afraid there was a fire coming in that backyard. There was a mace lying on Shabbos in the backyard, and there was a fire coming. See, oibid cham, or else the sun was there. Vimishum asomeli was matthew to carry the mace outside to the karmus. Trashi, vimishum tiltum, aid is an issa muksa. Of the Easter Muksa, we have a heter to put a kikuratinik on top of it. That takes off the Easter Muksa. But the Chur, you carrying out the mace though from Rishus Yochid to Karmelis, we'll soon see what the heter is. He held his mutter. So the Chur, because he passes like Reb Shimon, that Amlocha Shem Tzrich Lagufer is mutter. Or Malay Reb Yechon and Achwa Dema Berei the Rav Noit, the Rav Nachman, Reb Yitzchok, the Chur, come on, who did you pass in the ladder carry this mace out to the Karmelis? Is Reb Shimon. That holds your potter. So tomorrow, aim with the potter Reb Shimon Mechiv Chattis. When does Reb Shimon say Amlocha Shem Tzrich Leguf is potter? It just means midirais to your potter. You have Mechiv Chattis. Or the Yisur of the Rabbanah Meyuika. Avadim midirabbanan still also. Amlocha Shem Tzrich Leguf is also midirabbanan. You're not going to carry out a mate midirabbanan. So what's that here? How come here is Matthew to carry out the mate to the Carmelites? Omalei, so he answered back, Kulakim, like Loshen Shvuam, the islands they are. You should know even you are allowed to do it. Why? The Afil Reb Yehuda Shori, and even going according to Reb Yehuda, that holds the Melacha Shem Tzrich Leguf is Chayiv, here is Mutter. Why? To me, come in Rishus HaRabim, that I say you're allowed to carry out this mate from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, to say and be Mutter like an Issid Yeraisa? So then Avad, according to Reb Yehuda, be Yosef. No, the Karmelis Kamina. I only told you you're allowed to carry from Rishus HaYochid to a Karmelis. That's only an issur of the Rabbonin, even according to Reb Yehuda. And the way we pass in like Reb Shimon, even carrying out to Rishus Rabbim is only an issur of the Rabbonin. The male of the klal is, Godel, Kovet, Habriyas, Shedoiches, Losses, Sheshavatoyra. When you're only holding with an issur of the Rabbonin, the klal is, then the Rabbonin will make Moichel, their issur, Mishum Kovet, Habriyas. So here the mace is Mutzah B'Bezoyin, so Mishum Kovet Habriyas Rabbonu Amatiyu to be over in Yisrael Rabbonu. Therefore, you're allowed to carry this mace out to our Karmelis according to everybody. Some interesting, Pharis Taka speaks out that Mishum Kovet Habriyas here will Matiyu to carry this mace, Lamish from Meshus to Yochid, to a Karmelis outside. Mashenken again to the Yisrael Tultul, which is chur is only a shvachris, the rabbon only has the mukzar. But Rashi says there's no heter to carry the mace. The only heter is mishum tikur atinik. Al yisum mukzar still plies the mace is mukzar, even though the mace mamish mutu bakama and it's a bizoyin hamace. They weren't Matthew's time to pick up the mace al yisum mukzar. You would ask have to put a tikur atinik there. I why the chur mukzar is less of an yisum rabbonin than carrying out to a karmelis. But that gives a pasha teretz. That the what is for mukzah, there's a heter. There's a tent that'll do with the heter. You have a heter of putting a kikur of a tinnik there. Just put a piece of bread or any chayfetz on top of the mace, so Rabbanan gave heter mukzah. So since it's shayach and easy heter, the Rabbanan weren't makel exist like for nothing. Hey, but after want to do it, but they're a heter. Mashen can hear when the mace is standing in a Rishusa Yochid with the sun baking down on him. It's a bizoyin, so to carry him out to the Karmelis, there's no way to do it the heter. If we had a come on, the Rabbanan will make on their Yisurim. The Rabbanan said, Mishum Kavod Abrius, we're being matcha our Yisur, you'll have to carry him outside. Bye-bye. Tanan Hosen, we're going to Mishnah Negoyim. Ha toilish simone tuma. You know, even in the middle of the week, if you pull off your simone tuma, you're over a lot. Simone tuma is a trashi, ha toilish simone tuma. Shtei Cyrus Levonis, sha beheres metama ben. You have this white, like beheris on your skin, and you have two white hairs there growing. So the two hairs are simoni tuma. Now, if you go and pull out these two hairs, you're over a lap. Hatoil is simoni tuma. If you have this michi that's like this raw skin, that's also a michi, it's also a tsaras, and you go vihve, you go burn it, like you ruin the tsaras, is oive beloisase, you're over a lap. Strashi, vihve es a michi. Michi has boss, like raw meat. Chai, vu simen tuma b'seis. That's a simen tuma b'tzaras by seis. V'ich v'zeh, and you burn it. Levatlo to mevatlo the din tuma. Mishum michias l'tayra is oyve b'loisa say. Rashi the pasuk says the shoma b'nega tzaras. The pasuk says watch yourself for not being mevatlo on nega tzaras. So you over loisa say. The more itman. Achas mishtayim chai. You have two hairs there. So these two hairs are simoni tumeya. You're tumeya because of these two hairs. Now if you pull out one hair, pshiti you're over the avera. Because by pulling out one hair, you don't have any more simoni tumeya. That's the law. Achas misholish. What about if you have three hairs there? So you have three simoni tumeya. Now you pull out one hair. Now even if you pull out this one hair, there's still simoni tumeya there. Are you over the law or not? Tomorrow some achleikis. Rav Nachman Noma Chayiv. You're still Chayiv. Rav Sheshe Sama Potter. Rav Nachman Omer Chayiv Ahani Maisav. Even though right now you're still Tameyah, but still you help something. What did you help by pulling out one out of the three? Ah, you're still left with two. It helped you. The Mishtaklo Chodor Achriti Ozalot Tumah. That leads through the next day. Later on, you pull out another hair. You should know you'll be Torah Gamri. So the reason why when you pull out the next hair, you're Torah, is only because you pulled out the first hair yesterday. So even the first hair is helping you with Simone Taira. That's why it's awesome. Rav Sheshe Sama Potter. Sheshe says, no, you're Potter. Why? Hashter Mios, Hoyisil Tumma. Right now, before, you didn't do anything. About the tumor is still here, you didn't do anything. You didn't do the lav. And the lav is, don't take away this morning tomato. Here, since you still have two hairs, you started out with three. Took out one, you still have two. You didn't do anything. Amar Rav Sheshe Sama Minulu. How do I know my Yisoy? That even though you did one, but since you still have two left, you're Potter. The Tanan, bring your eye for now, Mishnah. A Mishnah says, V'chein kezayis min ha-meis. Somebody carries out only a kezayis of a mace, he's also chayiv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even though it's a melacha she'esrich legufo, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're chayiv. O kezayis min ha-nevele chayiv. Tzadik for now, Mishnah, ho chatzi zayis potter. If you only carry out a chatzi zayis, it's like a potter. Chatzi zayis is not worth anything. I, for a tzoy Shabbos, you always need a groigris. A groigris is only by shear of eichlin. Here the mace, you can't eat it. No, it's totally in sheer tumah. If you have a kezayis and a mace that's matami you, it's a davar choshev. So if you carry out on Shabbos, according to you, the yichayim. Mashenkin a chatzi kezayis has no chshiva to it. Havad yipoter. Yes. So more of a tanya stira. Another brayta says chatzi zayis chayiv. Another brayta says even if you only carry out a chatzi zayis, also yichayim. So chutz mamash stira. How could you be chayiv even on a chatzi kezayis? So the more my love, ho de tan yichayiv. Where's the case that yichayiv? What's called a choshev, even though it's only a chatzizayis? The afik chatzizayis mikazayis. I tell you the case where metchili yada kazayis of a meisdim. Now that kezayis is matam if somebody touches it. Now when you take away a chatzi kezayis, you're botlei mishuroi. So you're making what's left over is not tamei. So now it's called a chashev azach what you're doing now. So since it's a chashev azach, that's why you chay. Or that's non potter. That's what the Brisa says, no, you're potter. You know when you're potter. The apik chatzi zayis mikezayis umachza. The cases we have a kezayis to machza v'meisdir. And now you take away a chatzi zayis. So this chatzi zayis has no chshivas to it. Because by itself, it's not metama. I staring the tumah there, it's not staring the tumah there. Because even after you take away this chatzi zayis, you still have a kezayis left. So you still have tumah left. So what you're doing right now has no chshivas at all. So that's why you put.